Yes.
Hey there. This is Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing. Hello, it's me, Erica Jones. Welcome to another episode of Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing, presented by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. Today, we're going to talk about something most business owners never think about: website ADA compliance. Let's get to it. You may be wondering, what is website ADA compliance? To start with, it's something 99.99% of businesses probably don't think about. That is until they're hit with a lawsuit for not having a website that is ADA compliant. Why are there so many website accessibility lawsuits? Today, we'll answer that and cover what you need to know about website ADA compliance and accessibility law. More businesses that have an online presence are becoming aware of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, concerns about their web-based pursuits. Especially with the growing number of lawsuits bringing the topic to public consciousness and wondering what ADA website compliance means. The ADA requires certain businesses to make accommodations for people with disabilities. According to the ADA, web content should be accessible to users who are blind, deaf, and anyone who must use voice navigation, screen readers, or other technologies. The Federal Americans with Disabilities Act is generally related to physical locations and services that certain businesses are required to make for people with disabilities. These modifications typically include wheelchair accessibility and the use of Braille for people who are visually impaired, for instance. The ADA also spreads to the internet and requires that businesses ensure their web content is accessible to everybody. Website accessibility becomes more and more important as fundamental parts of our lives, from banking to medical care, involve the internet. And, in addition to taking care of those essential things, people with health restrictions or impairments should also get to binge stream their favorite programs or easily order dinner online just like anyone. In short, website ADA compliance means that a website makes its content as accessible as possible to Americans with a range of disabilities. I'm sure you'd agree that it's a worthy cause. Let's talk about why your website must be ADA compliant. In the US, separate from federal, state, and local government websites, which must meet Section 508 regulations, there are no enforceable ADA legal standards to obey for website accessibility. However, just because there isn't a specific set of legal requirements for website accessibility does not mean that your business will not be served with a lawsuit. Naturally, this has raised the alarm bells for business owners. As lawsuits citing website ADA compliance make their way through the court system, the failures of contemporary website accessibility become increasingly evident. Judgments have come down on both sides, setting no definite precedent. What is apparent is that companies conducting business online have a duty to serve everyone equally. When we consider the user experience, we need to think about all users. Businesses that come under Title I, those that operate 20 weeks or more per year, and have at least 15 full-time employees, or Title III, companies that fall under the classification of public accommodation, are subject to the ADA. Failure to build an ADA-compliant website could expose your business to lawsuits, financial liabilities, and harm your brand reputation. According to an analysis by Safer Shaw, a law firm that specializes in defending ADA cases, nearly 5,000 ADA lawsuits were filed in federal court for alleged website violations in the first 6 months of 2018. BicycleRetailer.com reported that at least 15 bike shops in California have received emails and letters from a law firm threatening lawsuits over their website's compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and a California statute. Moving forward, I'd like to share the four most common ADA website compliance issues and how to fix them. Website accessibility implies all visitors, despite their abilities, can equally experience a company's website. Making a website accessible can be a bit of a challenge, but luckily, there are some resources that can help. Although the Americans with Disabilities Act has been in force for almost 30 years, the website ADA compliance terms are still widely misunderstood. Most website administrators don't consider ADA when building web pages or that creating content can leave millions of disabled Americans and more users around the world frustrated if they try getting to your website. There are four simple things you can do to get your website closer to being compliant. First thing are alt tags. Unfortunately, not everybody uses alt tags. This issue may not be one of the most challenging, because it's one of the simplest problems to correct. Alt tags give alternate text for an image. Really, it's just a simple comment that describes your image. But, if a screen reader doesn't find an alt tag, then the user may miss out on the graphics on your website. Whenever you upload an image or other visual elements, take a couple of seconds to add an alt tag. It's a simple solution to one of the most common issues. Next up are your headings. The thing about headings is that they can get out of order easily. is one of the most common ways people can inhibit website ADA compliance. It's often tempting to think admins can fix which section headings they want larger or smaller by applying header tags. This is an issue for website editors who view H1, H2, H3 tags, and so on, as visual elements instead of definitive sequential order. They often focus on the style of the headers instead of what they are supposed to communicate. So, if the H2 looks better than the H1, content contributors regularly switch the two without considering the consequences. That leaves the content out of kilter, and screen readers cannot read exactly what's on the page. That's no bueno. Understand that before you stylize your headings, they have to be functional. If you need your headers to look a particular way, make the changes to the CSS, and not to the actual header order. Now, let's talk about a website's ARI landmarks. This is a simple tool that people overlook, but it can help screen readers and users so much. ARI readers are standard tools that can use on-page landmarks to prioritize screen reading. Use landmarks to distinguish between the header, footer, sidebar, and page content. This lets screen readers prioritize what they read to their users. Next up, site navigation. Navigation can be challenging for screen readers. It's one way that websites with several pages can easily fail ADA compliance. Orphan pages, 404 page errors, or not using breadcrumbs make navigating your website much more difficult for a user with disabilities. Implement different ways to navigate your site. Ensure you provide navigation in your header that's reliable and lets people drill down to the content. So, how can you make your website ADA compliant? If your website is like most, it will take around 30 to 40 minutes or more to get that single page to meet ADA compliance standards. You'll have to go page by page and do the same with each web page. Be sure to review everything from every article to every image. Consider, many websites are hundreds and even thousands of pages deep, which, over time, helps them rank well. To demonstrate this more clearly, we recently reviewed a very small B&B client. Their website has 296 pages of content. If each page requires 45 minutes to be brought into ADA compliance, it would take 13,320 minutes, 222 hours, to fix. Even at only $60 an hour, it would cost $13,000 to make those corrections, and that is for a small site. They chose to let Focused Idea handle it. If you'd rather do it yourself, send us your domain name, and we'll run a detailed report for you. We will show you all of the items that must be fixed on that page to make it compliant. Of course, as with just about everything else on the internet, you can find plugins or companies that claim that for $200, they can make your website meet ADA compliance requirements. Don't fall prey to that. Website ADA compliance doesn't work that way. What are your options for getting my website ADA compliant? The simplest way you could become compliant is to have Focused Idea design a brand new 10 to 15 page website that is 100% ADA compliant for a few thousand dollars. Or, of course, you could decide to do nothing and wait, and see if the Senate decisively addresses website ADA compliance. Wrapping this up, you may have recently gotten a complaint. Although some claims may say that they are demanding a jury trial, they are really just seeking a settlement on behalf of their client or group of clients as a class action lawsuit. Does this mean that the complaint you get is not legitimate? No. Does it suggest that all allegations are made up by unscrupulous lawyers? Again, no. Does a complaint mean that anything will come of the claim if you disregard it? Maybe not. So it becomes critical to know what your real options are. If you have questions about website ADA compliance and getting your site to meet the requirements, contact the team at Focused Idea. They'll get you taken care of. Thanks for spending your time listening to Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing by Focused Idea. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and catch our next episode. We have a lot of great things coming. This episode of Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing was brought to you by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. If you need expert help or advice with getting seen on the web or getting more clients calling, then get in touch with Focused Idea. You can find us at focusedidea.com. Take care until the next time we meet.